On his way, Charlie.
KK and 6JNY.
Hey, Jimmy, what's up?
Same old, working for the SCE company.
Working for the man? Okay, how'd the man go last night?
It was fine. I think Dave Gruder is trying to look the way to go on an existing Zoom account for next month, but they've said that for the last couple months.
Well, I couldn't get in at all last night. I tried different links, and I couldn't call in.
Maybe more firewalls they're putting up. I don't know. I didn't join until 6:45 because I was out running errands, but it lasted till 7:30. Talked about radios and stuff like that, and talked about Harold Williams' 70th wedding anniversary.
Whose anniversary?
Harold Williams. His 70th wedding anniversary is coming up.
Oh, I guess Kevin was on last night then.
Yes, he's the one that brought it up. Correct. Yeah, there's about 8 people on, or 7, or something like that.
Sorry, I missed it. I don't know. I tried to get in. I started at 6:15 or so when I texted you, and I tried up until about 7:45 or 6:45. I just couldn't get in, so I said, "Hell with it."
Copy that. Oh, are you gonna be around for the net tonight? Because more than likely, I won't be. I have a previous engagement that will keep me away from radio.
No, that's terrible. Oh, yeah, I'll be there. I'm planning on it. Please see what happens. You going to be on for the contest this weekend?
Which contest is that?
The VHF-UHF contest. All bands above 6 meters.
I'll be monitoring for sure. And a couple things going on this weekend. We got to go up to Butler Peak and open up the tower on Saturday, so I'll be up there for half the day. And then there's all these Big Bear Jeep Jamborees, and there's like several different type of events up here that involves people four-bying in the back road. So there's going to be a lot of VHF activity on those bands aside from the contest, you know, GMRS, MERS, Simplex, all that.
Well, if you happen to delve in the contest, I think you're Delta Mike 1-4, so that's basically the exchange. You give your grid square.
Copy that. Yep, I'm. They use the same grid square as in the hunting world.
Hunting world.
This is DM-14 for hunters. Also, they use similar square grid designators.
Hunters with rifles, those kind of hunters?
Rifles and bow and arrows, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if you meant like POTA, SOTA hunters, those kind of hunters. Alright, I'm with you now. Just wanted to get that clarified that you're talking about hunters with firearms.
Yes, exactly. I mean, there's web pages designated for what's happening in that, you know, grid square, what rules, what is open for hunting, what's not open for hunting, all that stuff.
All right. I didn't know that, but that's, I guess, good to know. Hey, did you wish your good buddy happy 65th birthday yesterday?
Oh, yeah, I did on Facebook, and on his phone I did. I mean, on his direct number, yes.
Going to be an Oscar Foxtrot like the rest of us.
Copy that. I got 3 more years, or 2.5.
You can retire. How are you going to keep working?
I want to retire now, but they won't let me, so maybe I'll try to stick it out another year. Maybe by next spring I'll be done. We'll see.
Yeah, I know, it gets old. Well, you know, you've got a pretty good deal going. You can kind of come and go as you please.
Yeah, and they're really busy. And if I left them, it would hurt my coworkers also. So I got to put that into consideration. I got to put in the loss of monetary gain in consideration. So anyway, it's cool for now. We'll see what happens.
Is Jock still there?
Who?
Jock Kaiser?
He retired. He went on Christmas vacation and said he wasn't returning this past Christmas, so he's gone.
I didn't hear that. Last I heard, he was still there. All right. Well, I mean, he lasted a long time.
Yep, he finally went on vacation and decided, oh, this is better than working. So that's when he did it.
Well, you remember Fasaga Sefi? That's what he did. He went on Christmas vacation and never came back.
Yep. Probably, you get a sense of reality. But yeah, where are you at?
To the Chino Airport on Highway 71, coming back from the OC. We had a bunch of hams that I knew from the old DX Club got together for lunch in Orange County, so I've been down there having lunch. Now I'm just heading home, going right by the Chino Airport.
Copy that. Does the Chino Airport they used to have them up here, you know, some kind of event. Air shows, yeah, air shows.
I guess so. I really don't know for sure. I guess they do. I know they have that Yanks Air Museum. They've got a bunch of old planes there at times, and they have... Yeah, you know what? It seems to me I've seen the Confederate Air Force or one of those vintage plane organizations have shows there, so I have to say yes, I believe so. You know, they used to have their helicopters. I think Edison still has their helicopters based there. I remember years ago, I got ferried up to Santiago Peak in a snowstorm, and I had to meet the helicopter at Chino Airport. And we used to have Area Techs? When we used to have Area Techs, there was an Area Tech based at Chino Airport to take care of our rotary wing planes at least the communications in them anyway. But that's all I know about it. Over.
Hey, Jimmy, they used to. No more air shows, KE6GQO.
Yeah, Monty said no more air shows there. But yeah, Chino, I've been there at least a half a dozen times to meet the pilots to take me to on various helicopter-required jobs. And we also did replace the radio in there and the airband radio. And yeah, I've been to Chino a lot in my day.
Is that where the helicopters are still based, or they move over to Ontario?
I remember going to Chino for it, and I don't know if they move. I haven't rode an Edison helicopter in about, since just before COVID, so 6-7 years, so I don't know where they're at now. And then my buddy up here, Monty, says they don't have the air shows at Chino anymore. Like, just like Big Bear, they don't have them anymore. I hope they start, though.
You've ridden one lot sooner than me. The last one I rode was up in Gorman. We had to go up to whatever that site is above Gorman in a snowstorm, and that was, you know, that was when I was still in the field. I was thinking, you know, this last Memorial Day a couple of months ago, Memorial Weekend, was when I left the field, which was 2006, so everything from what I'm talking about is prior to 2006.
Oh, copy that. Yep. I'm trying to remember. Well, I used to take the helicopter a lot to Catalina, but for a while there, we were using Catalina, the Catalina charter, and just pay for it. But then sometimes we'd use the one out of Chino or Ontario. I forgot back in those days. And then I've rode them out of Big Creek, but, you know, I'm already in Big Creek, but to take, you know, to Mammoth Pools or something, I've ridden them there, and then I've rode them up Azusa Canyon ZC Canyon several times for NetCom stuff.
Jim Schwer?
Yeah.
Jim Schwer and I had a project. Well, you know, I was a supervisor, and we had, when we were expanding the microwave up in Big Creek, all the way from actually all the way up the valley to triple DS3s. That original microwave was put in with a single DS3. It was only wired. Let me back up. The radios themselves were triple DS3s, but they only wired them out when they were installed for single. So we had to go in and install all the additional wiring, so the jack fields and the modems and everything, you know, upgrade the radios to triple. And anyway, Jim Schwer, we ferried him in on the helicopter. Oh yeah, of course we met at Big Creek 1 and dropped him off at Mammoth Pool. And I went up to, what's the mountaintop above Mammoth Pool? I can't think of it now. Anyway, I'll think of it in a minute. But anyway, so I went up to the mountain. They dropped me off there, spent all day up there working, and then came, of course, came us, picked us up at night and brought us back to the lodge there at Big Creek.
Copy. Yeah, those are nice rides up there. One of the perks of the job was, especially for me, throughout the whole time I had over a dozen helicopter rides, and then some boat rides, Catalina, but mostly helicopter. But yeah, it was a good gig while it lasted.
Yeah. Well, I didn't ever count them up, but my first helicopter ride was when I was in transmission in 1969 during the big floods, when anybody that's old enough to remember all the floods here in Southern California in 69, I got ferried up to Ojai, and they were in danger. There was a single double circuit 220 line that fed Santa Barbara, and it was in danger of washing out, so we had to go up there and back guy the towers. And in order to do that, we had to dig guy holes. And of course it's raining, so we're digging them by hand now in the rain and in the mud. So that was the first time I was 19 years old then. So that was a ways back, but that was my first helicopter ride. Somewhere I still have pictures of that.
I dig them out. Damn, that's some good Iron Man copper wire stuff right there.
You're exactly right.
When's the next time you're going up to Arrowhead?
I don't know. Maybe next week. I know my wife's going up there with her grandkids tomorrow. She's going to spend the weekend up there. But I have nothing on the schedule for me personally. Maybe next week I'll run up there for the day. And maybe next weekend. I don't know. Next weekend seems to be open, so maybe I'll do it then.
I think the weekend after is field day. And I have a couple places I could go, but I also got some friends from down the hill coming up, so I'm going to be running all around. It's crazy.
Yeah, this weekend's the VHF contest, then next weekend's open, and the following weekend's field day, so I've got commitments. Yeah, I can't talk either. I have commitments for both this weekend and field day weekend, so the weekend in between is open.
Copy that. I'm actually going camping next Sunday and Monday. A bunch of family members and my cousin, they're having a big music festival. We're taking over one of the campgrounds up here, so I'll be up there on next Sunday and Monday, I believe.
So there'll be a lot of people up there on some of these mountain campgrounds for the VHF contest. I know up at Brightwood, that place always fills up with people. In fact, I don't know, were you with us when Jim Walls and me and a couple other guys from the club went up to, we camped out right in front of the comm room there at Blue Ridge, which we call Frost Peak, but most people know it as Blue Ridge. We had a tower trailer, and Walls brought a camper. We spent the whole weekend up here. Were you with us then?
No, I wasn't, but there's so many 4x events up here, and I'm sure within those events, there'll be some ham guys doing VHF stuff. So, yeah, I imagine the radio's going to be busy. Very busy up here this weekend.
Going to Butler Peak, you ought to at least take a handheld with you.
I always do. But I won't be sitting around looking for fires. We're going to be opening up the shutters, cleaning the place, setting up solar panels and radios and stuff like that, but I'll be monitoring.
Well, if 6 meters is anywhere near like it's been the last couple of days, there'll be a lot of activity because 6 meters has just been hotter than a pistol. And it's just crazy. Most people are saying that they've been in hams for a long time. It's the best 6 meter activity they've seen in 50 years. And certainly the best I've seen in 50 years or more. So, just hope it keeps going until the weekend.
Cool, thanks for the info. When I get some time here today, I'll go on and off. I'll go check it out.
Well, I'll give you some time. I'm just coming into Ontario now on Grove. I'm on Grove now. I'm surprised the repeater covers so well down here. I don't remember it being this solid all the way from Orange County into where I live.
It does really good. You get blind spots now and again, but yeah, it usually does the good down there.
Usually gets covered by, at least when I listen to it, it gets covered by the Tijuana machine. I always hear that one coming up and pretty much a lot of times capturing my receiver.
I put the PL on both ends, try to notch them out, but we don't hear them up here at all. I guess we're too far away.
Especially if I'm on it in the shack. they're louder than this one is when I'm in my shack.
Wow, put the encode PL on. The decode and the encode, that might help.
Yeah, I don't care. Most of the time I just hear the ID. Every once in a while you'll hear a QSO going on, but most of the time it's just the CW ID that I'm hearing.
This one puts out a loud CW ID.
Over-deviating.
Yes, I usually monitor on the 440 side of this machine, because the ID is not so loud. It doesn't blow up my radio.
Tell the trustee to turn it down a bit. It's only supposed to be about 0.75 kilohertz of DEV on the for the CW.
I'll bring it up next time I'm talking to those people.
Where you can barely hear it.
Yeah, that's the best kind.
All right, Jimmy, good talking to you. I'll catch you, if you're there tonight, I'll catch you on 40 meters. If not, whenever I hear you again. S6JNY, W6KK Mobile.
Hi, mobile with care, as they say in the CB days. If we get done early with the thing I'm doing this evening, I'll try to get on. If not, yeah, I'm sure I'll hear you somewhere on the VHF this weekend. So, all right. Have a good one, Charlie. Talk to you later. N6JNY, Upper Sugarloaf Heights. We're clear.